Christmas is just a month away, and like most people across the world, most Zimbabweans observe the holiday making merry with relatives and friends. But owing to a prolonged economic crisis, the festive season has over the past few years been getting bleaker for the ordinary majority as they continue to face hardships. Amid such gloom, one of the country's leading bread-making companies, Insco Africa Bread Company, or Baker's Inn, donated food hampers to some 150 orphans in the Jambezi and Lupinyu communal areas in Wange District at the Jambezi Business Center yesterday. Head of marketing Douglas Magonya told Studio 7 that the donation, which he said was the first of its kind for the company in the country, marked the launch of its corporate social responsibility program, adding an additional 150 orphans in Kezi would receive similar hampers.
We are giving out food hampers to more than 300 beneficiaries in the two provinces. We are basically addressing the food situation in the two regions.
The hampers have a total value of $100,000 and included bags of mealie-meal, flour, beans, cooking oil, as well as bathing and washing soap. Asked why his company had considered the provision of food handouts as foremost in its corporate social responsibility program in the selected areas, Magonya said the company had decided that food was the most pressing need for the recipients as the areas were prone to drought.
We consulted with the local leadership about the needs of their communities, and they said priority for them was addressing the food crisis that they are facing. And as a business, we felt obligated to come in and assist in that regard. As we move to the other provinces, there is still room to assist in some of the areas that we have identified, and our programs will vary depending on the need of the day.
Vekezela Chuma, a Jambezi Business Center resident who was among those who attended the handover ceremony, said the assistance was timely as the disadvantaged children would have enough to eat during the festive season. She admitted that most people in the area often face hunger because it is mostly arid and crops are usually also destroyed by animals as the area is close to the Wange National Park. Another local, Lufune Lushinube, said most villagers find it difficult to send their children to school because of poverty, adding that their situation is worsened by the fact that most of them are not gainfully employed.
The thing is that we don't have any industries around. Our children would have finished school. Both those who would have passed and those who would have not done well are not able to go to the towns of Wange or to Victoria Falls to get jobs. They end up loafing around. So our plea is that we have industry of sorts or a vocational training center where our young boys and girls can be taught various vocational skills like carpentry or sewing, so that it can help them to get gainful employment.
Baker's Inn Chief Executive Officer Ngoni Mazango, who also attended the event, said although the current economic environment also has an effect on his company's sales, it is doing relatively well and hence its decision to give back to the community. He said in spite of the prevailing hardships, locals should strive to educate their children and also employ business and industry to help the needy. Local leader Chief Shana thanked the company for the assistance but told Studio 7 that he wished there could have been more beneficiaries as there are too many orphans in his area. Baker's Inn employs 2,000 workers countrywide and currently sells over 500,000 loaves daily. Reporting for Studio 7 from Jambezi Business Center in Wange, this is Taurai Shava.